This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on Amazon, and you can find it on my website. You buy it from the website, I sign it. You buy it from Amazon, you get bupkis. You just get the book. That's it. Or you can get it electronically. But I do appreciate the support. I do appreciate the time that you're involved with me and you're making things happen really seriously. So if you head up on the website, give me your email address, will you? I send out an email once a week. And I'm working on a deal right now, so for those of you who are not familiar, and I don't want to push it, but last year I went to Politicon. They're trying to make it like the new West Coast pseudo CPAC, but it's for everybody. The only problem is if you go look at who they have coming, you know, 2/3, 70%, 75% of the people they have coming are liberals and hardcore left-leaning Democrat socialist liberals. So I don't know how they say it's for everybody. So anyhow, we may be, I don't know yet, I was just going back and forth today with it, we may be broadcasting from there, we may be recording from there, whatever, however it works out. So if you're at Politicon, come see me. I very much would appreciate it and get a kick out of it. Take a picture with me if you want. I'll take a picture with you whether you don't want. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Keith Abloh from Fox just said, hey, you know, do you know how the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all those freaktoid places, they all talk about their experts that they have that have been able to diagnose Donald Trump by the way he acts, right? So he's sick. There's something wrong with him. He's not mentally fit to be president. Funny thing about it is that's only according to the people at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, right? All their people are saying, right, there's nothing wrong, nothing. Mrs. Clinton showed no signs of any kind of illness, which shows you what liars they are. Mr. Obama was classic narcissist, but nope, nothing there. He was fine and normal. But one of the world's top psychiatrists says Trump may end up being or may be the most brilliant president we've ever had. Right? I mean, your friends will go crazy with this, but that's okay. So Donald Trump is not crazy. He says he's crazy like a fox. Now, according to world-renowned psychiatrist Keith Abloh, Donald Trump may do things differently than anyone has ever done, but it's not just off the cuff. Trump has a genius mind. Everything he does is by design. Many times the crooked liberal media won't allow that to get out. They have to start ripping it up in seconds, right? Today, when Donald Trump was giving, you know, the speeches that he's given, even people who kind of sort of don't like him, not people who hate him, but people who kind of sort of don't like him have said the speeches that he's given over the last few weeks have been great and amazing. So Donald, you know, I said it the other night, and now that I read this, I'm thinking to myself, okay, again, probably by design. But mainstream media and the Democrats are so laser focused on trying to find something he's doing wrong, to try to prove that he's bad for the country, to try to prove that he needs to be removed. They are spending so much energy on that that they're really not paying attention to anything else. And so people around the country are looking at this going, my God, they're not reporting news anymore. All they're trying to do is take down Trump. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter because they are, according to that Harvard study that was done, 92% of the time they are doing nothing but negative stories on Trump. Mainstream media, they can't find anything positive. I think the other 8% of the time, I don't know, they're trying to sell Viagra or something on those shows. I have no idea. Okay, health show, whatever. But Avlo, so he was on with Neil Cavuto, another paisan. And Neil was saying to him, you know, you've got a different take on this, Keith. Tell us what it is. Let's just take a listen for a minute. Let Keith enlighten us. What do you think?
Crazy like a fox, maybe. No, listen, Neil, in fact, I wrote a blog for the opinion section today at foxnews.com saying exactly the opposite. Haven't examined the man. Personally, I haven't. But listen, you can't run a multinational corporation, enjoy the respect and love of your children and your wife, and recruit to your administration, which, by the way, you happen to be occupying because you defeated 16.
He was going to go down this road. I was waiting for him to get there, but he's got, like he was saying, he defeated 16 of his own, Trump did, defeated 16 professionals, professional politicians. Think about that. Forget the Democrats for a minute. I mean, what do they have? Four, I think, maybe. Four old white people. That was easy for him. But on the right, 16 polished professionals running for president, raising millions of dollars. You know why? Because they discounted him early on. Come on, yours truly, I kept saying, he's hitting a nerve. Trump is hitting a nerve. He's hitting what the American people want to hear. He's being Reagan-esque, and nobody else is picking up on it. Instead of them picking up on it and running with what he said, which is what Cruz could have done, they were too busy putting him down, just like mainstream media is doing now, and they're going to lose.
Republican primary opponents and the heir apparent to a Democratic administration.
He beat Hillary Clinton. I want that clear. He beat Hillary Clinton. Even the people on the right were worried about who they were going to put up against Hillary.
And then be called unbalanced. He's quite balanced. He's achieving things no one else has achieved. Now, that doesn't mean he's usual. He can be extraordinary.
Now, look, remember, I keep telling you, he has the A-type personality of a successful New York, and I know some of my New York friends get upset when I say that, but think about it. You guys have got a different attitude than most people in the country. Just own it. It's not good, bad, or indifferent. But he's got a successful attitude of a New York businessman, and there's nothing wrong with that. We'll put this up later on. Always a pleasure. Eric Golub joins me after the break. Don't go far. You will enjoy. I guarantee you'll enjoy this. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live, and you can take the poll and you can read some of our writings and that kind of stuff. Always, always, always appreciate it when you hit the website. And look at, you can buy my book. There's a bunch of stuff you can do there. Grab the new apps. We have brand new Apple apps and what's that other thing called? Android. Yeah, that little green guy. Android apps as well. And it'll just make it easier for you to interact with the show. You all got smartphones in your hand, so there's no reason why you shouldn't have one. Hey, I always have fun when this guy joins us. You know, he's a great guy to have on the show. And actually, I don't have him on now. I shouldn't have him on more. I knew that was going to come out right. I want to have him on more often. I should have him on more often. But I see, you know, he's traveling. He's a world traveler. He's always with these hot looking women and stuff. And I just don't want to. I really don't want to cut into that time with him. He's a political conservative comedian, author, and speaker. Of course, I'm talking about Eric Golub. Eric, thanks for being with me tonight.
America first. with you, sir.
God. You know, but my mantra of the show, and you have to join in with me if you would, is long live Nancy Pelosi, right? I mean, we want her to live a long time, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. The French are people, too. And I hope you had a wonderful July 4th.
I did.
And it was so great seeing all these liberals getting confused because they were all ready. And then they were like, no, wait a minute. We're 10 days early. Bastille Day is not until the 14th.
God, I loved watching what was going on. I love some of the parades that were going on. I love some of the pride parades. Isn't that kind of weird? They're having a pride parade on July 4th in some places. I'm thinking to myself, are you proud to be an American? Because frankly, you couldn't have that parade. Go have that parade in Iran. Go have that parade, you know what I'm saying, in Saudi Arabia. See what happens to you then. Maybe you won't have anything left to be proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as a Jew, nothing warms my heart like the intellectual brilliance of Queers for Palestine. I mean, somebody needs to tell these people it does not end up well for them, okay? Even if you are not Jewish, okay? You could say, I'm a Muslim. The minute you come, you could be any one of the five letters, the L, the G, the B, the T, or the Q. If you're all five, they just shoot you on the spot. But if you're only one or two of them, they might stone you first and then shoot you. But Queers for Palestine, only liberals come up with this stuff.
I love this, though. I get the biggest kick out of some of the signs that I see. You know, I was saying earlier today, and you'll appreciate this, is it was a young lady. First of all, one of the Presbyterian Christian churches prayed to Allah at one of their events. And I'm thinking, how does that work? Right, that's number one. There's a girl outside holding a sign up. She says, I'm a Christian, but I believe in the Quran. I'm thinking, how does that work? You people have got this religious thing that's got totally confused, don't they?
You know, I try not to interfere with other people's worship, yeah. But when the God you not worship me. Is the God of idiocy, I really feel that my God is an intelligent God, and my intelligent God is looking at you and going, I know that I created you, consider this an act of love, but I need to slap some sense into you.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of some of the stuff that I see coming in. And these are my people, so to speak, right? These are my Christian people, and I say the same thing to them all the time. What the heck are you thinking? What are you doing? Can you just, if you don't know, just shut up. How's that? That work out for you?
My dad's favorite holiday is shut the hell up and go to work day. It crosses all strata. If everybody would celebrate it, we would just be a much better
so
country.
So much better off, I know. So Illinois, among all its troubles, and then today I heard, actually I was going to do the story later on, but I could kick on it right now, but the Democratic lawmakers, they voted 71-42 to override the Republican Governor Bruce Rainer's veto of a $5 billion dollar tax hike. I mean, think about that. So let's not rein in that. This is such a Democrat thing to do. Let's not rein in the spending. Let's not look at the double bureaucracies we have. Let's not look at any way to tone this down a bit. Let's just raise the crap out of the taxes of the hardworking people of the state. But you know what? They deserve it. They keep putting them in there. But on top of that, now they're going to try to get some money together to sue Betsy DeVos, right?
This is manna from heaven for comedians, and I feel bad for the Illinois Republicans that have yet to flee to Indiana or Wisconsin, but Illinois suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, what are they going to sue her with, okay? It's not a criminal trial. You don't get a public defender. You have to pay for a lawyer. I mean, the Illinois Attorney General might have a law degree, but he's currently being paid in Venezuelan bolivars, okay? They have no money. I think maybe they're thinking that they could sue the federal government and get a settlement that will, you know, cover all the billions that they owe. I mean, you know, what's their next plan? A sexual harassment lawsuit against Abe Lincoln's ghost? I mean, there's no money. And I don't think they know this, but drug dealers do not pay taxes. So the only hope for Illinois, the only way that they will have more money is if they have fewer people in the state because if enough dependents shoot each other. So in a perverse way, the Chicago violence is actually helping the state by reducing the number of people that are on government.
So listen, This is simple math. I mean, it sounds really bad, but it's really simple math. So tell me how this makes sense to you. It was a $5 billion, it is a $5 billion tax hike. So they're only going to bring in $5 billion more in revenue, all right? Now, they have a shortfall in the current budget of $6.2 billion. Now, in my simple mind, that's already a $1.2 billion deficit left over, right? And they have $15 billion, Eric, in unpaid bills. This isn't government math. This is like stupid crazy math, right?
And you also have the unfunded liabilities. But the mistake you're making is that you're using real numbers, okay? And you're not allowed to do that. The question is not, do the numbers add up, okay? This is blue state America. It's how does the spending make you feel?
Oh.
And if it makes you feel good, then they should do it because there's no consequences to this. There will never, ever be a reckoning. I mean, if anything, the only thing that'll happen out of this is that Canadians will start being more pro-Second Amendment.
Well, wait a minute. I'm even going to go deeper with this video because this is really funny. So they're going to hike income taxes from 3.75 to 4.95, right? Which means you got less money in your paycheck to go out and spend to create sales tax to put more money in the coffers. So that's going to hurt them. Come back to corporate taxes. Corporate taxes are going from 5.25% to 7%, right? So this is great because why don't you ask California businesses, or I should say prior California businesses that have moved out of the state, 9,000 of them over the last, I think it's 6 or 7 years. Why did they move out? Couldn't handle the regulations. Couldn't handle the higher taxes. So
they're going to get to the point where they're going to, since you can't feed yourself on Monopoly, buddy. Okay, look, Scottie Pippen will be okay. He can hawk his 6 championship rings.
Right.
Okay, Michael Jordan will be fine. He's in North Carolina now.
You got to pause. We got to go for a break because I believe in capitalism. I know you do too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute more with Eric Golub after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to Facebook. We have a live feed going on there, and I am sure that there's smarter people in that Facebook feed than myself here. I'm not going to include the guest in that because I'm sure he's smarter than I am. And then the same thing with the website. Head up to the website. We got a lot going on up there, too. Smarter people in that chat room than myself. And you can have some fun with them. But you got to get involved in the conversation. Because if you're not conversing with someone, if you're not looking at the different sides of the issue, then you're just a drone. You're just, what are those things in Star Trek? The Borg drones, right? That's all you are. And I don't want you to be like that. I want you to understand why it is you believe what you believe. I want you to be able to defend what you say. I don't want you to spew the party line. Because that just doesn't do anything but get us in trouble. Speaking about getting us in trouble, I'm sure it'll happen eventually. Eric Golub joins me, as he does from time to time. I always love having him on with me. He's a political conservative comedian. He's an author and a speaker, and just an all-around good guy. I always enjoy when I have him on the show. Eric, thanks for being with me.
Be blessed, Ed Gill.
No, we're in America. We do English over here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, we've got past Illinois's, I just love that place. I love that place because they're so self-righteous. Look at what's going on in Chicago. Hey, what do you think about this? I know how to fix the violence in Chicago. I got this down.
Okay.
All right, so we send in the dream team. Okay, we send in Sharpton, Jackson, and Obama, right? Let them spend the weekends in those areas that have the highest, shooting rates and that kind of stuff. Bring their 10 million men, because they can pull 10 million men together in no time. Have them do their 10 million men wash through those neighborhoods. They'll clean it up in a heartbeat, or we won't have to worry about them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure if they're legally allowed to be called the Dream Team. There's some fight over that. I mean, you had the O.J. Simpson legal defense team. You had the NBA basketball team that had Barkley on it at the Olympics. And then, of course, if you really, really want to have fun with Chicago, send in the original Dream Team, because Chicago is so crazy. The original Dream Team was the four escaped mental patients starring Michael Keaton and Christopher Lloyd, and you could just send them all into the neighborhoods and go, it's great to be young and insane as the bullets are flying. And another thing we could do, and nobody's thought of this, put Chicago on eBay, okay? There's got to be somebody in Canada dumb enough to buy it. It only takes one bored leftist billionaire, and then the rest of the state's in the black again.
Oh, I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know where to go with that, okay? And maybe we should put it on eBay or Craigslist. It's a little closer, a little easier to take care of. Now, these guys, they really do make me nuts. But anyhow, let's move on, because otherwise I'm going to go out of my mind. All right, so I heard tonight, just before you came on the show, you brought it up as well, but I heard it before you got on the show that the Bill Cosby trial or retrial or whatever to call it is back in November. They're going to have it again. Apparently, it'll be right after his tour on how not to be accused of sexual assault, as he's been doing all over the country, or should be doing all over the country. What's your take on this?
There is no way Bill Cosby is ever going to be convicted for two reasons. One, you only need one juror to hang a jury, and there are so many people in this country who love the man. I mean, I was raised on Bill Cosby. He was America's father. And all you need is one person who cannot put aside their pro-Bill Cosby bias, and that's enough to hang a jury. So last time they were hopelessly deadlocked. And secondly, how can you convict a man when nobody understands what he's saying? I mean, the last thing I heard was that the jury was hopelessly dezzle-flozzled. The judge had to order a mizzle flazzle. You know, Cosby's maybe in some serious flizzabazoo, but he should just save taxpayers the trouble and plead to one count of involuzzy flazzle fazzle and be done with it.
God. Yeah, you know, the sad part is you're right. This is why I've always said, why do we listen to entertainers? Why do we give them so much credit? You know, they should not be allowed to talk about politics or anything else, but I guess we get what we deserve. You got all these young people that will do just about anything an entertainer will say. I don't get it. I'm totally lost in that area.
And the sad part is that even though Bill Cosby has been accused of terrible things, because he's never been convicted in any court of law, okay, he has every right to go on tour. But keep in mind, it would kind of be like Hannibal Lecter going on tour to lecture about Michelle Obama's school nutrition program. I mean, it might not be illegal, but it probably is not a good public relations move. I mean, that would be like, you know, asking Kathy Griffin to teach a class on the best uses of social media. I mean, legal, unwise.
Or how about Bill Clinton on how to treat a real woman?
And why is it that Bill Cosby is brought up on charges and Bill Clinton is not? And even further than that, Bill Cosby was charged in Pennsylvania, okay? The Pennsylvania Attorney General, a Democrat, Kathleen Kane, is now facing jail for corruption, okay? The Philadelphia, I believe, District Attorney has just been indicted, okay? When the people who are supposed to put Cosby in prison are being convicted of crimes, there's nobody left to charge him. And again, all they have to do is look at him and go, Mr. Cosby, is it true that you did A, B, C, D? And then his answer will be something like, schism, flop, flasma, jazz, flism, flasm. You know, if I'm the DA, I'm going to be like, you're free to go. I mean, who could possibly disagree with that?
Well, you know what's funny is, look at, he, before the, and let's just be honest about this, okay? Before he got convicted, or before he got hot, not convicted, but charged with these things, you saw him moving around, you saw him at different events, and he was moving. And shortly after he got charged with these, I'm looking, and all of a sudden, what, he needs a walker? He needs a cane? He's going to have two people hold him up? I mean, seriously?
I can defend him on that one, too.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
And your audience might not like this, but you remember when you were a kid, and I'll give the G-rated version, if you had your hand in your pocket and your parents would say, get your hand out of your pocket before you go blind? Okay, the thing is that Bill Cosby right now is so scared to be near any woman because of accusations that the only thing he's got left is, you know what? And it's true. He went blind.
All right, well, we'll cut that later, right? Too late, okay. All right, let's move on to another famous black man, or kind of black man, or whatever. Barack Obama, or ex-president Blamo. look it. What is this with him running around behind Trump? What is he, thinks he's cleaning up a mess? I mean, Trump is cleaning up the mess that he created. What do you think he expects to accomplish? You think he's trying to save his butt or what?
I don't think it's right to use the word Obama and the word accomplish in the same sentence. The fact is that Barack Obama, he's too young to be retired. a job. He's never had a job. He wouldn't know how to interview for anything. He doesn't have anything remotely resembling a skill, and he's found out that people don't need him to lead violent riots and protests. This is a man with nothing to do. The idle mind is the devil's playground, and Barack Obama is now an amusement park. So he's going to go wherever he's invited. And the fact is there will always be anti-Trump leftists. There will always be people who will pay him money to listen to him. And I say, great. You know, if Goldman Sachs wants to throw away $400,000, if they want to pay Obama $400,000 to give a lecture on how to destroy $400,000 of shareholder wealth, fine. That's capitalism. As long as Barack Obama does not have any political power or influence, as long as he does not have access to predator drones, let him give his speeches. It'll be like the last 8 years. He's now less relevant than France. I don't care what he does.
Well, I think it's hilarious, again, that he's running around. People on the hard left still see him as a god. Do you know we give him $1 million a year to do this? Were you aware of that? That he gets a budget as president for travel expenses?
I'm okay with that. Do you want him staying in the United States?
No. I'm thinking maybe we could buy him a place in, you know, French Guiana and send him out that way or whatever.
I mean, the guy's been punished enough. He's married to Michelle Obama. He's completely emasculated. He was a beta male to start with. I mean, this guy couldn't be the leader of the free world. He was only the sixth most powerful person in his own household. He's trying to get as far away from her so that there are people around the world, you know, by non-American standards. This guy's almost a real man. They don't know in Europe that beta males are not real men. They think he's a real guy. But back home in America, he's emasculated. He wants to go to places around the world where he's actually treated like a real guy.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Hey, Charles Payne, I saw you put something up on your Facebook page. So I hadn't heard about this yet, but is it real? And we're going to a break, so let's hit this on the other side of the break, because Fox is just falling apart over there. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. Eric Golub joins me. Don't miss the last segment. You're going to kick yourself. We'll be back in a minute.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation on your Facebook rants. I appreciate what you put up there. I try to get to them, but, you know, I do the best I can. The mouth and the eyes don't work at the same time if I'm trying to read something and speak. Donna from Niagara Falls, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate the time you spent telling me where you're from. Also, Lori from California. Lori, you got to get out, man. Fast. before it's too late. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be tuned into, you could be watching, but it shows how high your IQ is because you've chosen my show, and I do appreciate that very much. Let me bring him back. I don't want to run out of time with him. I always appreciate when he's on with me. Eric Golub joins me. He's a politically conservative comedian, also an author and a speaker. Eric, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Great to be with you.
Now, listen, real quick, because I don't want to run out of time. First of all, tell people where they can find some of your writing, and tell them where they can find that great T-shirt you have.
Okay, find me on Facebook or Twitter to buy my books and T-shirts. Tiger Express, T-Y-G, quadruple R, Express. T-Y-G, R-R-R-R, Express. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. My newest politically conservative comedy book, Ideological Lunacy. My newest religious comedy book, Jewish Lunacy. And, of course, my Hillary for Prison T-shirts. And my favorite new T-shirt line, Backsides Matter. We must stop judging women by their tops because backsides matter.
God, sorry. And send your cards and letters, too. All right, so I'm, you know, again, Fox is on its way down. I am so irritated at the way they handle things and what have you. We'll start off with this one, which is Charles Payne now, I guess, has been suspended because of sexual harassment charges or allegations against him as well. I mean, apparently over there, every male there at Fox sexually harasses somebody somehow. I don't know. What's your take on this? What do you think about this?
Well, it's not every male. It's every conservative male. And there is a war not only on conservatives in this country, but on minority conservatives. And a lot of the times, these women disappear. For instance, Donald Trump had all these allegations. Then he won the election. The women disappeared. Herman Cain had allegations. The women disappeared. And so it seems that in a lot of cases we are dealing with hoaxes. I will say this much about Charles Payne. You know, while we never truly know who the person is we see on television, you know, and Bill Cosby is an example of this, you know, Charles Payne comes across as such a decent, thoughtful man. And it just seems that all these allegations are coming out against all these conservative men now that there's blood in the water. Now that Roger Ailes is out, now that Bill O'Reilly is out, it's like the floodgates are open, and it just seems we've swung the pendulum. And frankly, I think this is destructive for men. It's destructive for women. It just pits people against each other. And it's going to get to the point where enough guys are going to be like me and say, screw this, I'm going to become self-employed. Okay? Because really, who wants to live in a culture of fear? And unfortunately, conservative men right now, they should be afraid because they are being targeted. And all I can say about Charles Payne is, you know, at least he's not being targeted, thank God, the way Steve Scalise was. But there's a war on conservatives in this country, and sexual harassment is one part of it.
Well, and it is. And, you know, I know you know this, and some of us have been hit heavily with traffic on our websites and Facebook and, you know, Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff. I mean, YouTube, I think it was a week ago, sent me a notice that all my videos would now be would not be monetized anymore. Could not monetize them anymore because they were not advertiser friendly. Although I don't know what that means, but they just simply because they weren't advertiser friendly. They've been advertiser friendly for a long time. So they're coming after us with a vengeance, and I'm glad it's not sexual harassment, obviously. But that gives a whole new, you know, they were making fun of Vice President Pence because he wouldn't be alone with a woman, whether at a restaurant or anywhere else. I don't blame him. I'd actually have four Secret Service agents around me recording the conversation to make sure there was no misinformation. It's just amazing.
And I'll even take it a step further. Charles Payne, nor Roger Ailes, nor Bill O'Reilly were ever accused of anything that would be considered a crime.
Right.
They were never accused of rape like Bill Clinton was. And I can guarantee you that Charles Payne is not being accused of drunk driving over the Chappaquiddick Bridge and leaving an innocent pregnant woman to
yep.
die.
Yep.
So our priorities are totally out of whack. I stand with Charles Payne until there's evidence that I shouldn't.
Yeah, well, you see, if you're on the right, you're guilty. You know that. If you're on the left, it never happened, even if they have pictures like Mr. Wiener. You know, and speaking of Fox, so I'm listening to Shepard Smith today, and I'm watching, I happen to watch the show before him, and I'm listening to Shepard Smith, and he says, I don't even know why they're calling these people protesters or rioters. All they're doing is walking up, and it looks like there's maybe 1,000 of them walking up and down, and I'm going, my God, he had to, based on what I just saw on his network 10 minutes before his show, he had to handpick the video and the footage he wanted. He had to tell his team, I don't want to show this, I don't want to show that, I want to show peaceful walking around. And that's exactly what he did. I'm thinking, oh my God, you've just been caught by your own network not telling the truth.
I'm going to start an internet rumor now, so before anybody accuses me of lying, I'm making this up. But I think we should just start a rumor all over that the networks used fake footage today and that it was actually not the G20 riots in Berlin, but that was actually the most recent Nasty Woman riot led by Ashley Judd and Liz Warren and Hillary Clinton. I believe it took place at Berkeley. So you can take any leftist protest and it'll look exactly like what you saw today. So I'm calling it fake footage until proven otherwise.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and I just go, why can't we just call this stuff out for what it is? Why don't they just, you know what, lay out the truth? Do they think we're just too stupid to figure it out? Do they think we can't figure it out on our own? I mean, seriously.
I just don't think we should get worried about it, because, look, if Europe is burning, Europe is America's competitor. If blue cities are burning, well, the rural red state people will be fine. Let leftists destroy themselves, okay? It's like the kid putting their hand on the hot stove. They're never going to learn the easy way, okay, until they resort to cannibalism or whatever it is liberals do when the money runs out, okay? They're not going to learn the easy way. Let them learn the hard way. Conservatives, keep your guns.
I'm looking at what's happening in Europe, especially in Germany. We keep telling them what kind of trouble they're going to get into. The kind of problems they're going to have if they keep going down the road they're going down. And then I get kind of get crazy on myself, because I sit there and say, when it comes to fruition, when everything we tell them actually comes to fruition happens, should we go help them? Should we step in and give them a hand?
You know, as a Jew and the son of a Holocaust survivor, the German word Schadenfreude really, really applies here, and I can't think of a better country to be the victim of Schadenfreude than Germany. So I just, my only hope is that the Jews leave and get out of there safely, and just, if everything else wants to burn, I'm not going to lose sleep over that. Between the Germans and the Islamists, you know, flip a coin. Who do you root for? You know, root for the bullets. You know, it's bad people killing bad people, and I'm not going to lose sleep over it. You know, my job is to make sure that the United States is okay and Israel is okay. You know, as long as America, Brooklyn, and Israel are okay, I'm a happy guy.
Did you hear that cold-hearted piece of work, Donald Trump, was going to send his plane for Charlie Gard?
You know, well, that's just proof he's practicing evil Christian things like love thy neighbor. You know, on that one, it's very simple. Do you care about letting parents make the decision, or cold-hearted bureaucrats? And the reason why leftists will never, ever, they want this story to go away, is because they would rather gouge their own eyes out than admit that Sarah Palin was right about death panels and their demigod,
oh, yeah,
Barack Obama, was wrong.
Yeah, no, you know what, I love this stuff, because you look at this and you say to yourself, all right, what's the logic behind this? What bad thing? If the child is suffering, if the child is, you know, having all these issues, what is the problem with letting the child, wouldn't even let the child go home to die at home with its parents? All right, so that's number one. Number two is, if they've got the ability, the money, and the means to go have the child checked out somewhere else, where's the compassion? Where's the love? That's what they claim, you know. In a socialist environment, when everybody gets fair and equal treatment, you know, everybody is cared for. Sorry, wrong answer. Right?
They don't value life. It's sick from birth to death. They don't value life. And the fact is that while this child, it may be cruel to keep this child alive, some people will say that, it is not your or mine or the hospital's decision to make. It's up to the parents. And frankly, I think Trump should just get some commandos, like when Ross Perot did that to get his employees back from, you know, I think it was Vietnam or wherever they were, you know, being captured overseas. You know, just get some black ops in there. Get the kid. You know, if we can have Bill Clinton and Janet Reno storm a house and get Ellie and Gonzalez out, send in, you know, seriously.
They forgot about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yep. Send in some, you know, special ops people. What are the Brits going to do? Be mad at us? We'll win the public relations battle. Even MSNBC won't be able to criticize us on this one. You know, get the kid, bring him here, you know, apologize later, act now. But get that kid in the United States and get him taken care of.
Yeah, I agree with Eric. Hey, Eric, thanks for being on with me today. Appreciate it. Tell people one more time real quick where they can find you.
Tiger Express, TYG, quadruple R Express on Facebook and Twitter. Buy my books and T-shirts. God bless.
Yeah, thanks for being on here. Hey, listen, next hour, don't go far. It's a smorgasbord of stories. One of them including is the popular restaurant tells the veterans to remove a flag and get out. What is wrong with these people? Seriously. We'll be back in a minute. No, go get your coffee. Heat it up. No drinking. No one wants to get violent. We'll be back in a few minutes.